We have three municipal districts. Arguably, the story of the day is unfolding in the Manor Hamilton Municipal District. Sinn Féin had two candidates running there. Fine Gael had two candidates running. Fianna Fáil will have two candidates, seems, that will be returned. But undoubtedly, it's all about independence. And when we mention independence, there's one independent that is blazing a trail of glory, picking up votes left, right and centre, right across the entire region as we look at it here and look at the tally figures. James Gilmartin, you're very welcome to our studio. I never want to preempt anything too much, but on the basis of the tally figures here that we have seen, all I can probably say to you is well played. We're going to move you nice and close to this microphone. Sure.
Thank you very much, John. Yeah.
Give me your reaction, James. Here I am waffling on about it.
As you know, this is my first rodeo in regards to this, so I'm a bit, you'd be slightly kind of unsure what to say. You know, you'd be a bit in shock. You obviously hope for the best, expect the worst. But yeah, it really surpassed my wildest dreams, really, in getting the return. I suppose at this juncture, I mean, for all the people who did turn out and vote for me, I'd have to say thank you very, very much. It means so much to us.
Talk to me a little bit about what today has been like for you. Has it almost been like a surreal experience? I presume you've been monitoring. You've had people here. All candidates will tell you never get to the count centre too early because you could be there a long, long time. I presume you've been monitoring things. Dare I say it? Have you even maybe been watching or listening over the course of the morning?
Indeed, I have. My day actually started at 5 this morning when my 10-year-old came in to, are we heading for the count, Daddy? But yeah, so I was cutting about this morning and then joined on around 9 o'clock and listened to the Ballymore and Carrick and information and kind of, yeah, as the day went on, now it's becoming more and more, excited and nervous, I suppose, in the same breath.
Yeah, and we were obviously expecting you to do well in the Manor Hamilton area, but the trend emerged very, very quickly that you were taking votes all over the place. And, well, some would say, oh, well, that's just teaching connections up there close to Kinlaw. Then there was other areas people say that's the Marion Harkin factor there. He's doing well. He's got a GAA profile. And at the end of the day, I think we all just ran out of superlatives and trying to figure out why and where you were getting all these votes. So what is the secret to it? What did you do in this campaign that obviously made such a connection?
Well, I don't know. I just done the hard work. Made sure to go to as many doors as I could. The great thing about these elections is democracy, and you go to talk to people and you put your best story forward for yourself, not talking about anyone else. I was well located with the two lads leaving, Frank in the Manor and then Sean as well. So there was a lot of votes there, I guess. I never think of them as up for grabs, as if anyone can own votes, but they were there to be asked for.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, as you said, I suppose the GEA teaching in Kinlaw, or teaching in Mundurn, shall I say, but, you know, and the support I got down there was really, you know, I got a lot of the kids and parents came to me and a huge support in that. And that's very fortifying as well.